This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, and welcome to T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, the most fun you'll ever listen to while you're folding your clothes. Now let's get this straight, this is not your average podcast. T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio is super fun, super crazy, it's pretty much an in-your-face conversation. That's the good thing about us, we don't do interviews, we do conversations. All of my guests, all of my co-hosts, we chill, we drink, we play games, we have the song of the week, we have the creative curse word of the week, as long as you're having fun as our guests. Speaking of guests, each week I'm gonna go through my whole contact list and dive head first into the world of music, gaming, exotic cars, tech, strippers probably, doctors probably strippers that are only stripping so they can pay for tuition to become a doctor. You never know. My wife is a certified bartender. She'll make you a drink while you're here. We'll get you drunk and make you play VR after. It's a lot going on, but that's what it's all about over here at T-Pain's Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. See you soon, baby!
All right, welcome to CarCast, brought to you by our friends at Dodge. You know, Dodge was ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first U.S. brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com today. And of course, our friends at J.B. Weld, which is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. It's JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
So in this show, we're going to talk about Paul Walker's Supra and the actor that didn't make it from Fast and Furious. Also, we'll take a little dive into the McLaren F1 and what that thing's going to go for coming up in Monterey. And my die-cast models that aren't die-cast models, I just call them die-cast models. We'll get into that as well. Little up-and-coming SUV talk as well. First, I'll tell you about Meguiar's. Over the last few years, Meguiar's launched its next generation of protective products specifically geared toward DIYers, hybrid ceramic spray wax. Bright blue bottle, advanced SiO2 hybrid technology delivers ceramic wax protection and durability beyond traditional wax. Meguiar's hybrid ceramic liquid wax, long-lasting ceramic protection and an easy-to-use wax. And then there's the hybrid ceramic spray detailer for the in-betweens. It boosts maintenance, it removes dust, fingerprints, bird droppings. This year, they've expanded to include the new hybrid ceramic wash wax. Bright orange bottle, unique to liquid system, together in one bucket. Meguiar's has a hybrid ceramic solution for everyone. Ceramic made easy. That is the beauty of Meguiar's. Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. Get it on and welcome to CarCast, Matt Kroll. That's Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea over there.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Lots of stuff to talk about. We got some Monterey stuff. We got lots of cool cars going to Barrett Jackson. You're going to Barrett Jackson,
yeah,
this weekend. And got Paul Walker Supra, Fast and Furious 1 and... Wait a minute, Fast and Furious...
Fast and Furious it's 1 and 2, and but 2. But I think they repainted the car and used it for the second movie. But then I think it was like gold or something. And then... when it's for sale now, they restored it back to Fast and Furious 1.
Mm-hmm.
So it was technically right. In both movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's my favorite scene when because my favorite parts of Fast and Furious, you know, everyone likes the action, but you can see action anywhere. I like the personal stuff.
Yeah.
I like when what's his name is sitting in the office and he's smoking and he's like, I don't know, man, I couldn't read good, but I know about shocks and spring rates and deflection.
Yeah, man, you should be at MIT or something. No, I got that.
I get dyslexia. Yeah. I like the personal moments, you know, when he's, you know, when Vin's drinking his Corona and he's got his hand so high on the neck that it's almost off the bottle.
Yeah.
He's drinking through his hand at that point. And they have the personal moments, you know. So he's, God, who was that in the office? Giovanna Ribisi?
No, that's not who played the character. I forgot the character's name, but the kid Jesse, mm-hmm. was it who drove the Jetta?
Mm-hmm.
How pissed is that guy as an actor, by the way?
I know.
Gets killed off in the first movie. It goes on to make 10 more billions of dollars. He's the only one that never
showed. Who was that actor? I thought it was Giovanni. He looks like Giovanna Ribisi.
No, it would have been okay because Ribisi's done a million more movies, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, you know, that guy.
And this guy is what?
Chad Lindbergh.
Yeah.
That guy, Chad.
He's the only one that didn't turn into
all over Fast One.
Yeah.
They had a whole storyline around him and everything.
They bring everybody back from the dead except for him.
Mm. But he's sitting there and he's explaining that his head doesn't work right. But he knows spring rates.
That's right.
That's his whole thing. And he's got the computer out and he's like, we're going to give it a skirt on the rockers. That's gonna stop aerodynamic tri-flow on it. He speaks a little gibberish to him about what he's going to do to his car. And that's a scene. We got to see that scene.
Listen,
Max,
they brought Letty back from the dead. They brought Han back from the dead in this new movie. They left him dead.
I know. And then what happened? Did he work? Everyone kind of works as an actor, but he didn't really work.
Right. Like, he didn't pick up like a Marvel franchise or something after that, right?
Yeah, man.
Should have been on the phone with Chris Morgan calling him every day. Please take those bullets out of my chest from Fast One.
Well, I'm going out with Chris for dinner tonight, so I'll see if I can broach that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I got a very important question for you, Chris.
Subject for him.
I've been waiting months to ask you this question.
So, Walker's Supra, you know, Matt and I were speaking about it privately, and I said, what's that car going to go for? And Matt, you were lowballing.
I was low. I'm not a super movie car fan. Like, I just don't get, because usually they're big pieces of crap.
Yes.
And I'm just not like a big movie car fan. So I guess I really undervalue them. I'm just like, I've seen them. They're trashy. They're all
Always ratty. They're always bad.
You know,
they're always, what it is, you know, you think you're looking, you go up and look at the car that was the Ferrari. God, what was the Ferrari in Ford v. Ferrari or in the Shelby movie? Yeah, Ford v. Ferrari, sorry.
Yeah.
And you get up on the Cobra kit, sorry, you get up on the Ferrari kit car, and it's like, what was that thing? Not a 250, wasn't a 512.
Yeah,
shit, what was that? Max Pattis got a lot of stuff to look for.
Yeah, I know.
The Ferrari that the Daytona, or I'm sorry, that the GT40 was racing against with the evil Ferrari driver.
Yeah.
That was a, we didn't learn that Ferrari, did we?
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember now. I'm picturing the scene. I'm trying to figure out what it is, but
I'm going to go with, it's before the 512, which I love. That's my favorite Ferrari.
Yeah.
You know that Ferrari?
Yeah.
That's the best. And then it's not a 250 LM or anything. Either way, it's somewhere in between those two cars. And I can't remember. It's a three. I keep coming up with Porsche numbers. Either way, you get up on that car. You know, it looks great in the movie. And then you get up on it in person, and it's got a fucking Opel engine in it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, it just looks like shit
yeah.
in person. And that's how it works. But the Supra is a Supra. So it could be a little ratty, but it's not going to look like shit.
Was it the 330?
Yeah, it's the 330.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I was hovering around the answer somewhere.
Yeah. Like, and I was thinking something. I was thinking the 330.
Although,
the P3.
Yeah, it's the P3. The P3. That's what it is. All right. So
somebody else must ask the same thing, because the chances of Googling Ferrari in Ford v Ferrari and it actually coming up.
Yeah.
Somebody else must have questioned that as well.
The Supra's not a kit car.
Right.
But it can still be ratty.
And there's stuff like that. And also, when they mount cameras and stuff, like, you know, if the car is yellow, they'll drill holes into the sheet metal to mount cameras. And then in the next scene, they take the cameras off and put a piece of yellow tape over it. Like, they patch it, you know, they patch it up.
Right. But I think this one got put back. So maybe it's cosmetically
Yeah, because
so.
It was a bit restored. It was went from the second movie to the first movie.
Right.
And, you know, you brought up a point. It is a real Supra Turbo, and it does have the engine.
I said to Matt, those cars are knocking on the door of $100,000 anyway.
Yeah.
And then you got James Dean's transaxle for $385, you know, so there's renewed interest in this memorabilia automotive world. And so Matt said $150, and I was like,
Yeah, I know I'm way off.
You were way off.
I'm way
off. And you influenced me in a negative way, so I just went $200. But you've read some articles. They're saying like $400 to $1 million.
Yeah, I think it's going to go for, I think it's probably going to fall in the, I bet it goes for $500,000.
Yeah. All right. We have that scene. And I got to find out if that actor's worked.
Done anything other than that. Like,
he's done some small
like a Hallmark stuff, movie?
Like Sons of Anarchy and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Small roles.
And they're going to give us better traction for the whole shot. All right. This is your basic layout of the car, and that's pretty much what it could look like when it's finished. Red, green.
Man, you should be going to MIT or something.
Yeah, right. Now, I got that.
This is acting.
What's it called? That attention disorder.
Or ADD?
Yes, that shit. Yeah. You know, I was doing algebra and, like, math and shit. Everything else, I failed, dropped out of school. I don't know, it's just something about engines that calms me down, you know?
Guys are banging away on fenders out there.
Yeah. Should have gone to MIT. Should have gone to Fast and Furious 2.
That's right. Oh, my God.
That's better than MIT.
He could have been like the mad scientist everything. Like, here's what I've done to the car. I've outfitted it with the propulsion system.
He could have been their go-to guy year after year after year.
One and done. All right.
And then
so,
he got replaced by, what's his name? Is it the musician actor? What's his name? The little guy.
Ludacris?
Yeah, Ludacris. Oh. Yeah. Couldn't think of his name.
Oh, I was going to say Beck.
Beck.
He's a little guy.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
He's a musician.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So there's some cars going up, coming up at Barrett Jackson. We got that. We got Wayne Newton's Mercedes.
But it's custom and it's goofy.
Right. It's got to be.
And Siegfried and Roy, they got some cars going up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which you can imagine they're a little over the top as well. Yeah, look at this coach-built Mercedes by Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
It just has...
It's ridiculous.
It's just got like George Barris written all over it. You know, it's probably not George Barris, but it just kind of screams George Barris.
If
it had a 7-inch black and white TV in the dash, then it would be George Barris.
Yeah, with full tubes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the one that got away. I remember watching Barrett Jackson, I think, on TV, you know, Speed Channel or something, in like 2000. And Farrah Fawcett's gold 308 or 328 Ferrari came up. Because he built one, he built one, Barris built one for her and Lee Majors, or they built like Lee Majors
did
a Corvette
sing about it?
Or something like that. Lee?
Yeah.
Probably laid down something. And it was just like, it was just a gold, it was just a 308 that was gold.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool, and it wasn't that over the top, and it was like semi-tastefully done, looked okay. And it sold for like $26,000 or like $28,000. And I remember thinking at the time, that's kind of the going rate for one of those cars anyway.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know why there's no extra add-on. Farrah Fawcett was alive, obviously, at the time. But I remember thinking, that'd be 25 grand well spent on that. On Farrah Fawcett's Ferrari.
You know, the other thing that throws me off is now that you bring that up, like one of the hero cars, the white Ferrari Testarossa from Miami Vice, struggled to get money for that car.
Right.
I mean, they wanted way too much, but by time it ended up, it was for sale all sorts of places, not at auction, but by time or with a reserve. And by time it went to Barrett Jackson with a reserve, it was like a $100,000 car, like any Testarossa, or maybe had a little bit of a premium, but it wasn't $400,000, right?
Right.
It just, and that's why my head is on these movie cars thinking, oh, well, if a Super's 100 grand, add in the movie, it's 150 grand, but now it's just all getting ridiculous. It's probably going to end up being $500,000.
Well, I think for anyone listening, you have to draw a distinction between celebrity and car celebrity, and I'll drill down that on a second. First, I want to tell you about Empire Covers. Nowadays, cars are designed to keep you safe on the road, but how about giving them the same protection when they're off the road? Empire Covers, high-quality, affordable covers, engineered to protect against rain, UV rays, tree sap, pollen, anything that damages a vehicle's paint. For premium protection, you try the American Armor Cover, proudly made in their Kentucky factory. Plus, covers for RVs, boats, motorcycles, and more. All covers come with a free multi-year warranty. If you love your car, you got to get a good cover. And do not do what I've done in the past. Go down to Pep Boys and get the cheap cover. Those things literally just disintegrate.
They tear apart. They just tear quickly with a little wind, or the sun just literally burns a hole through them.
Just get a good cover. Free shipping, plus an extra 15% off entire order with promo code CARCAST. Visit empirecovers.com/CARCAST. Use a promo code at checkout and save the 15%. So what ends up happening is, you know, James Dean's transaxle sells, or God forbid, you know, Paul Newman watch or something, or Steve McQueen something. And you go, oh, this celebrity car thing, that's a thing. And then Elton John's Daytona comes up, or
Rod Stewart
or John Lennon's, you know, 330 Ferrari or something like comes up, and they don't do an ounce over what you would get on that car with Joe Blow's name on it. Like, they just don't budge. Like, Elton John just had, I think, a Daytona, I think it was a Daytona, a Ferrari sell. And it'll happen with, an Aston Martin or something like that. And again, you know, John Lennon's a pretty good-sized name out there, and Elton John's pretty...
What, you say Don Johnson's not?
And what I'm saying is, like, the car community goes, fuck those guys, they're not car guys.
Yeah.
And then they don't give you a penny. Now, they would give you plenty for Elton John's bedazzled shoes he wore at Dodger Stadium.
Right.
So there's a weird thing where they don't let you cross over. Now, if that's Steve McQueen's Ferrari, then it goes at four times the amount.
Right.
And I don't know why, but that's how the car world works.
And I was going to say, it's not because nobody knew about Wayne Newton's custom Mercedes, because things pop up, like, you know, like a helmet or something for James Dean will pop up, and nobody knew about it, but then they're like, oh, that's cooler because we didn't know about it. It's just the connection between, I guess, what they're known for, right? It, not just being an actor, but having some automotive history. But you're right. Like, you know, Elvis's belt buckle and cape is going to go more than his Cadillac, right?
Yeah. It just is. Maybe I like it that way. Maybe I like that we're not putting a premium on Elton John's shit. But I was also checking Hammer Time, and the that's all right. The it's so funny. I always have to go right and find what the Daytona sold for because the estimate is, you know, 680 to 750. It's like five. It always starts with a five, no matter how much everyone's trying to will those cars. And I'm with everybody. Yeah. That's a big V12 car. It's a Ferrari. It's got knockoffs. It's got Chromadora rims. You know what I mean? That that car should be $1 million, but it just...
It's not getting there.
It just isn't. It got up.
Yeah.
To the nines, the eights, the nines, like everyone's like, oh, the next one that sells is going to be for $1 million. And then it dropped down to 500 grand and they just won't move from that space.
Did you hear that Gooding just announced a McLaren F1 for auction, the streetcar, the three-seater, for auction at Pebble Beach?
No, I didn't. I checked.
Just announced today. It's super secret. If you had a guess now where the market is on those, what do you think they set the estimate at, or what do you think the range?
Well, mine's the, this is what they said.
They gave a number.
Fangio edition, so
they gave a number and said in excess of a number, so they didn't do a traditional thing.
Yeah,
you know the estimate. So what do you think the estimate is on an F1?
Well, we know that one sold 2 years ago. I think,
yeah,
for maybe $23 million or
there was something
million.
Special about that one.
Well, that
right?
Was the one like... Fangio edition. I got them.
Yeah,
I got that one. All right, yeah, that was like the R model or the street
LM,
race or the
LM,
yeah,
or something, yeah,
Forza Plus, yeah. Like you know that had a little connote something on the thing that said this is a special whatever right. R badge, and so I. So that would mean I'm doing Leno because Leno has one and he loves it. He loves it.
Why would he? That's a
he
cash
loves
cow.
The fact.
I mean,
he loves the fact that he paid sticker for that car. And no one likes paying sticker. Well, paying sticker if the sticker is $685 and the thing's $3 million now. Sorry, 15. Don't show me Max Spada. Let me guess. All right, I'm going to say. Is just, you say it was a 93? Are they all 93s?
Oh, actually, I didn't. I
think they're all like 93s. 93, 94?
It just shows the car. Okay.
I know what they look like. Thank you. I'm well aware of what the vehicle looks like.
I know. Okay.
So, last time you ever helped.
Is it a special? If it's not a special edition and it's just a McLaren F1 street car.
Just a McLaren F1. It is low miles,
does that
as you would expect.
127,000 on it?
400 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am going to say, they're looking for $17 million from that car.
I would agree with you.
I don't know where they set the lower end of the
so
whatever.
They said estimate in excess
gotta be 10 plus.
$15 million.
Oh, in excess.
So they're saying the floor is 15. If you got 15, don't even walk in the room.
Mm.
If you got 15.1,
right.
You're allowed in.
No, that sounds about right. I'd say the floor is 15 and they're looking for 17 or something.
Between 92 and 98, 106 McLaren F1s built.
These cars are a little expensive.
They're a little expensive.
For what they are.
It's just one of these cars that just caught on as just kind of a cool supercar. But, it's cool looking and the three-seat and the performance. But if I went to you with anything else and said, here's a cool looking car with goofy looking wheels – and it has an engine from a different manufacturer, and it has
a Mercedes-Benz?
I think it's a BMW engine.
Oh, BMW.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I guess it's sort of what Pagani is doing. Paganis are cool, and I guess they're still pulling money, but he uses an AMG engine. Now, he has AMG build him bespoke engines. That's not a crate engine off the assembly line. He does something unique with them. So I guess that offers a little bit of something.
Yeah, certain cars just cars are sort of like bands or something. Like, so there's no good reason why this band should be more popular than that right. band, but they just are, and we'll see how long it lasts. But that car's just, you know, there's certain cars that I think are overvalued, and there's certain cars that I think are undervalued, and that car's definitely in my overvalued. But on the other hand, you know, and it's, they made 106 of them, which is more yeah. than, you know, 13 or something but like that.
Why a 14 and a half or almost $14 million difference between, let's say, an F1 and a Jag XJ220?
Yeah, I don't know. They probably you know? Made as many. They probably made a couple more of the Jags. I really
it was frowned on a little bit because of the six, but it wasn't a lack of engineering.
No, I agree. Or even something like the Maserati C12 was
the MC12.
The MC12, yeah. right?
Why isn't that Enzo money? Or better, because it's more rare than the Enzo.
It's on an Enzo yeah. chassis. You know why?
And they made like 100 or 50 of them. I think 50
I don't know, but I looked 64 road going cars. I looked at those cars 8 years ago and went, why the fuck isn't this thing?
I kind of think they're better looking than the Enzo.
I think they're better looking than the Enzo too. Yeah. I don't think the Enzo is that good looking. And if you guys look up that car, you go, oh, that is a cool piece. And I think they've caught the Enzos and maybe passed
yeah,
the
what
Enzos.
What does an MC12 sell for?
I've not seen one sell for a long time. But the point is you are right. No, I'm right in that. Why
we
isn't
can both be right?
You ever played racquetball? We can't both win.
Yeah.
My point is this: that MC12, if that thing's under $5 million, why isn't that $9 million? If the McLaren is $18 million. That's sort of what I'm saying.
An MC12 hasn't sold since 2018. There's been a couple high bids, and the most was $2.5 million.
Yeah.
In 2016, one went for 3.2, and then 2.5 million in 2018. And then most recently, looks like Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Was 2.4 high bid, no sale.
See, that car, you're right.
He wanted $3 million.
It's lower than the Enzos. I agree. That
car should be more. That car's cool.
Any rich guys listening, get yourself one of those MC12s.
Look, if it's $3 million, you should buy that car.
And you should root for the McLaren to go past
yeah,
20.
Right? Yeah, and then root for Enzo's to go up as well, because it's just going to take that MC12 with him.
All right, let me tell you about JB Weld, World's Strongest Bond. Pros have trusted it for 50 years plus, and you don't need a pro, because you're a pro when you get yourself some JB Weld. We're proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesives as a sponsor. I personally know the owner. He's good people. Ran into him, like I said, at SEMA. Hung out and said, why don't you come aboard? I use JB Weld all the time. I use JB Weld long before they became a sponsor, because that's, if you're in the automotive world, you had to use JB Weld. Now they make everything. I even fixed Sonny's shoe recently with some of their product. JB Weld acquired Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. So if you're looking for the world's strongest truck bed liner, Herculiner has you covered. It's JB Weld, right, Matt?
Yeah, you know, JB Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advanced Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, JB Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. JB Weld, world's strongest bond.
All right, so let's see. You are driving what?
I'm going to be heading out to Barrett-Jackson. I asked to get that Kia Telluride, which I heard really good reviews about, but I wasn't able to get it on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get this, hopefully, I get this Genesis GV80, obviously very popular now because of Tiger Woods' accident. And I
saw one of those cars up close and personal, and it's a good looking car.
It looks nice. They're supposed to be sending me, you know, whatever the big engine is in the top trim package, and I'm excited about doing kind of this road trip to try it out. But, you know, we've really been kind of liking the look of Genesis. We haven't driven the SUV yet. I thought it was the same platform as the Kia Telluride, but I'm actually not really sure because I don't recall how big it is. And, I hate to say it, but the whole Tiger Woods thing seemed to really be one of the biggest pieces of promotion for that vehicle ever. I was talking to Alistair from Edmunds, and he said, after that accident, it became the most searched for vehicle at Edmunds.com was the GV80. And I think people were just, one, wanted to see what it was, and two, of course, the sheriff going on the news and going, yeah, this vehicle saved his life. You know, so people are like, oh, that sounds, I like that. I like life-saving vehicles. Sign me up for that. So it should be an interesting ride. They emailed me this morning. They said, the car is tied up at a photo shoot. Can we deliver it tomorrow morning? And I said, I'm leaving tomorrow morning. So hopefully they can get it to me by the end of the day today.
Well, it's an interesting time because there's so much good product out there. I mean, it really is a great time to be looking for something that's relatively inexpensive. Now, the Genesis is obviously a higher-end vehicle, but, you know, the Hyundai Tucson and the Kia's making some good stuff. Mazda's making some good stuff. Yeah. I mean, there's always Honda and Toyota out there. But those little compact, kind of smaller-size SUVs, there's just a lot of good stuff. There's a ton of technology in them. They work. And, you know, you can be, you may not get the badge that you want on the car, may not say Lexus or Mercedes or BMW, but you can get a damn good high quality vehicle for a real good price these days. And that wasn't, you know, when I was coming up, you kind of had your choice. You could buy something nice and spend a lot of money, or you could get a little shitbox because the car companies were kind of like, I had a girlfriend that had a Hyundai something from, you know, 1989 or whatever. And when you could choose the Hyundai, but you were going to take your lumps, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you even Nissan was kind of that way, even Honda to some degree. But I mean, if you chose an Isuzu something, then all right, that meant you didn't have money, but you were going to be punished. You know what I mean? And now, after taking a look at some of these cars, like the Tucson especially, and spend some time in that, it's like, there's no big difference between this and the Audi, just 30 grand, basically. But you'd be perfectly happy driving around with the air conditioning blowing, listening to your satellite radio and your Bluetooth and all the touchscreen and all that in this car. So it's really, now everything works, everything's nice, everything's safe, and it's just about what do you want on the badge.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, even if some of these, like the Genesis is out of the price range, they seem to be pretty good quality, and there's a warranty there. And if you can get a certified pre-owned, you get like a lease return or something, you might end up in pretty good shape for something like that. So it'd be interesting to take a look at. Hopefully we get that. In the meantime, let me tell you guys about Dodge as you dig into your toy over there.
I'm trying to open my 935, which is considerably smaller than it looked in the picture.
Yeah, look great, the picture.
Yeah.
Dodge has officially opened orders of the 2021 Durango SRT Hellcat. We talked about this a few times already. I drove it 0-60 in 3.5 seconds, launch control. It's a lot of fun. It's exclusive for 2021. It features 710 horsepower, and it's got that new exterior styling and that driver-centric cockpit. And all buyers of this the Hellcat will receive a full day of pro instruction at the Radford Racing School. You know, and Dodge was ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first U.S. brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com today to schedule your test drive. Speaking of diecast, you got the big 935.
Yeah.
Which we went and saw the first one, the prototype in Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago?
I'll say that.
Years ago. It was the last Monterey we did.
I think
that's what it was. So I'm sure that
I can't find a picture of that thing.
We got
online,
pictures posted, like, either I posted or something, but like now you have to check August 19, you know, August 2019.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's something there. Or even if you Google like CarCast or Adam Carolla Porsche 935 Acme, ACME, maybe a picture is going to come up.
I already fucked that car up.
Did you already? You just got it. Did you try to drive it?
I didn't really fuck it up. I was like, I got it home, and I was all excited, right? It's a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought to myself, you know, these cars that they do, they're so goddamn accurate that I actually would look at the car. I would actually physically look at the car and see what's missing on my car.
Oh, I see. You're not supposed to have a bunch of cocktails and then do that.
Yeah. So I was like, ooh, curious how what engine it has in it as far as the plenum and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't answer.
Oh.
So I was like, they do such great accurate renditions of everything, and my car has this sort of horseshoe plenum, but some of the plenums are different on some of the engine.
Yeah.
They're a little different configuration. So I was like, I wonder what this one is compared to mine. I'll just pop these pins on the rear deck lid and then pop off the rear thing and see what the engine looks like. And then I popped one pin. I was like, that didn't really feel like it popped. It just kind of feel like it broke off. I was like, well, maybe it's stuck. I'll pop the other one. And then that kind of felt like it broke off, too.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, we had this conversation.
Yes, we had this conversation.
And the conversation was the $10,000 version did not have any things that popped off.
Right.
The $20,000 version had the engine and the fuel tank in the front and all the other goodies.
Maybe you proved them wrong. Maybe you need to bust out that JB Weld.
Well, the pieces that I popped off were black and microscopic, and they landed on the black tray, you know, the black wood plaque that the thing was on. Now it was literally looking for, you know, a dog hair in a blimp hanger. Like, I was like feeling around. I don't know if it fell off or fell. It was so small.
Oh.
And then I was like, no one's going to know.
You can put it on there with a Sharpie.
It's just a little T-pin but I forgot. It was about right? The lesser costing version doesn't have all the pieces.
Yeah, it's like the $5,500 version and like, you're right, like the $20,000 version of it. Yeah. And they're incredibly complex. You're right. When we went to the collector store and they showed us the different versions of the models, it's an...
Yeah, now I'm not totally insane because every single die-cast model I've ever got, the hood pops off and the trunk lid, deck lid, like you can just pop it off, you know, just sort of pull it off.
But can you feel that it's not die-cast? This one's a composite. This one's like a molded piece.
Oh, well, I shouldn't be calling it die. I'm just using it generically. But either way, I fucked it up already. Still looks good in the case, though.
Well, now, maybe that's why the case is on there, so you don't poke at it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But, like I said, the stuff is so accurate that I started immediately looking at the model, and I was going, oh, my car doesn't have those side marker reflector
things. Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, how do they dress it up for Le Mans? Because they try to recreate the Le Mans car. So are the side mirrors different? Are the lights any different?
It's more about nighttime lights, like for the meatball on the side, and a weird round orange reflector, large round orange reflector / light that's in the front, the back of the rear. It's in the back of the front fender. And I don't max pack and enlarge it, but yeah, there you have it right there. But it's this round reflector that's behind the front tire.
Maybe it's a class indicator. When it goes by, you know, whatever the orange lights, they know what class car, and then if there's a white light or...
Yeah, I don't know if it's heated up or it's just a stick-on reflector or it's got a light, you know, bulb in it or whatever it is. But it's really kind of that. Like, just, I was looking at that, maybe a couple other little marker lights and things like that that you would have if you're running all night, an endurance race, that is.
Yeah.
Along with like the Goodyear tires with the big, you know, Goodyear written on them and that kind of stuff.
I know, it's a cool piece.
It was. No, it's cool.
You know what you need for that thing is Geico.
Yeah.
You need some insurance on your toys.
Yeah.
Do you guys own your home or you rent your home? Either way, it can be a lot of work. But you know what's easy? It's bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And we know that's a good thing because you already have so much to do around your home already. So just go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
So we're signed up for Monterey. And, there's also, there's some good cars going off. They're starting to add. They, you know, like I said, now's kind of a fun time if you're car geeks, which you go on Gooding and you go on RM and you go on Bonham and you just kind of check every other day to see if they've added. Yeah. And then you see something like the McLaren and you go,
yeah, get the news release for
that's,
it.
That's know? Cool.
Sign up for their newsletters for it and you can check it out. Oh, speaking of cars on display, for you guys out in California, if you go by Santa Clarita Porsche, our friends at Galpin opened up a Porsche dealer. They have this incredible, like, underground museum underneath the showroom. And your car is in there, the Porsche GT3, the cup car.
The cup car,
the
yeah.
Paul Newman cup car.
Yeah, they came and picked it up. It's always just... do a favor for our friends over at Galpin, but I always tell them it's pretty dirty, better detailing.
Yeah. Sean was like, it's worse than that. It took a couple hits over at the
I got off the fucking track once, so kiss my ass, Sean.
I know, but Sean goes all in because Steve McCord shows up from Galpin. He's like, I'm going to be very, very careful. Sean's like, doesn't matter. His car's all screwed up. Mm. I was like, all right, what do you say? He's like, doesn't matter. Do whatever you want. This car's screwed up.
And blow it out.
And I was like, it's wipe fine. It down. It's fine.
Got a little dust in it.
Yeah.
It got a little into the desert.
Now, you lowered the front end on that to race it.
Right? No.
You didn't lower it a little bit? I thought... You saw the car and you're like, bring the nose down. That's kind of a thing you...
I don't often argue with you on these kind of details, but that car was just as is. As I recall, we can check with Sean in a few minutes.
Yeah, it's low.
That was already low. The other Porsche needs to have the front down and the Nissan Z car, I kept saying, bring the front down.
Bring that one down.
And it was too high. And Sean was talking about something, and so I'd go out and do a practice session, and then I'd come back and I'd go lower the front end, and he'd lower it, but he was kind of begrudgingly, like he thought it was going to interfere with something or do something. And then I'd go out and do another session, and I'd go bring the front down more, like we can, it's just sitting too high. But it's all an aesthetic. I have no idea how it handles.
Yeah, I think he ended up bringing that car, that Z that you're talking about, all the way down as far as the coilovers would allow it.
Right.
And then he was concerned it was going to start throwing off alignment and stuff.
You know? Rubbing.
Yeah.
I think there's a rubbing issue. Hey, if you ain't rubbing, you
but
ain't racing.
But it looked good.
That's the point.
That's the point.
All right. Tonight and tomorrow night, Golden, Colorado, doing the live shows there, stand-up and live pods there as well. Anchorage, Alaska coming up July 3rd. Raleigh, North Carolina. Just go to adamcarolla.com for all the live shows. What do you got, Motorator?
I'll be at Bear Jackson, Las Vegas. Come have a drink with us. Drink Bravago with us.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.